Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello. Welcome back. Double teamed fam. Okay, we're definitely going to get new mics. Like the handheld ones. Since we're recording in this format now, we definitely don't need to be having this janky ass setup. How is your...
We're also playing around with the setup, so bear with us as we decide what the fuck we actually want to do.
But Season 6 is going to be an experiment. I'm calling it now.
Yeah.
Season 5 was healing.
I know it's healing. Thank you for putting up with us as we were healing.
Season 6 is...
It's going to be a little bit of a renaissance.
It might just be. You don't know what's going to come out of our mouths.
We don't know what's going to come out of our mouths.
We're still trying to figure that out.
We don't know what's going to happen. But
I will say one decision that I would like to update everyone on is that we are deciding not to do live shows this year.
Yeah.
Just because they take a lot of time and effort.
And as much as we love doing them,
and they've all been very successful,
we want to shift our energy into some other things.
Yeah.
We'll
probably be doing more local events in LA.
Yeah, I think we do want to do some more local events in LA. But hold on, before we keep going, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Welcome to 2024. Welcome to Season 6. Welcome to the first episode of this year. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for joining us. Season 6 is going to be interesting. Obviously, you guys know, Cammie and I have been undergoing a lot of transformation, a lot of healing.
And that shit just don't ever stop, apparently.
It doesn't. If you told me 2 years ago that I'd be where I'm at now, mentally, emotionally, whatever, I would have laughed in your face.
I will say... I mean, I feel like I'm really thankful for where we're at.
No, I am too. Don't get me wrong. I am. It definitely feels
like there's always and I feel like the changes are always so mental. I feel like we are just sometimes just way too introspective. Probably I would love it if my mind would just for one moment not introspect.
No, I was actually thinking about that the other day. I'm like, I would love it if for one solid minute, 60 seconds, I could just not have a thought about anything. I want to try that right now. Hold on. But it's so hard to do. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm thankful to be alive and well and thinking. However, sometimes my brain won't shut off and it's like I have to dissect everything, and it's my Scorpio Mars. I swear to God, it just does not let my mind rest. But there are times where I'm just like, I'm overthinking this. I've overthought everything I could think of.
That's actually a lyric.
It is. It's a lyric from a song that I really like.
Wait, what song is that again?
I've overthought everything I could think of. Shit, what song is that?
Step on the stool and you're joking. And I reckon time to sing right back in.
It's an EDM song.
Mm-hmm. It's not Flume.
But I relate to it so hard. I have probably...
It's one of my favorite lyrics, ever.
Same.
Because I remember listening...
I'm a chronic overthinker. And yeah, when I heard those lyrics, I was like, this is me. I've overthought everything I could think of. My mind doesn't know how to just chill out and shut the fuck up every now and then. It doesn't. And so
it do be tough out there, man.
It do be tough out there. Before we get started on today's topics, a few things that I'd like to go over today. Cammie and I are wearing these two lovely pieces from our friend's brand.
I love this logo.
I know, the logo's so cute. So it is called The Heavens. It's a Los Angeles-based brand that focuses on repurposing dead stock and vintage fabric to achieve sustainability. He's got a lot of really cool pieces. When we walked into his studio, he was making a pair of pants that I was like, I need those pants with, like...
This is our friend from the dog park.
Yeah, we met him at the dog park.
He's dope as fuck.
Anyways, majority of their work is done in-house. He is like a local brand, local artist in the clothes that he makes. And most of them are one-of-a-kind pieces. So we're going to go ahead and link the website on the description below. So feel free to check them out. Like I said, he's got a lot of really cool pieces. This is a lovely hoodie that says Hot Box. Even though I don't be hotboxing anytime soon, but...
That's usually me who hotboxes. And then I have this top that has the logo, which I wanted to wear the other top.
The other hoodie?
No, the other crop top, but I don't know where you put it.
He only gave us one crop top.
No, he gave us two. The one that said K-E-S-S.
Oh, I don't know where that one went.
Yeah, it was over there.
It should still be. We'll look for it. Anyways, check them out. Like I said, we'll link them in the description. This hoodie is super comfy. I feel very comfy right now. And like I said, he's got a lot of really great pieces. So check him out.
Hello, Bo. Say hi to the camera, pup pup.
Oh, yeah. There's our little puppy tune. Hi, Lobo.
Anyways, what else? I did get a new laptop. I don't know if you noticed.
No butt plug sticker.
No butt plug sticker. You know what was the funniest thing? On our way to Dallas when I had my old laptop, what was that, a few weeks ago, also I bought a new one because my old one was really not working well. Anyways, I took my laptop out of the bag, put it in the bin to go through security check, and the TSA guy looks at my laptop and he goes, nice sticker. And I was like, thanks, brah. Like, what did you want me to do, dude? Like, thank you. Peace, love, and butt plugs. So I haven't decided yet if I want to do stickers here. I love Nobu Toys stickers. I'm actually going to see them tomorrow. I'll probably get another might be wine, might be dildos bag from them.
Oh my God, please grab like three.
I know. Shout out to Nobu Toys for making the best bags. But I like this, like, you know, solo green moment. I might just kind of keep it like that.
I like it too. It's very minimalist.
It is.
And I don't, you guys can't see it, but like we've done a green theme for our apartment. There's a lot of
green. Everything's green.
There's a lot of green.
The heart chakra do be activated.
Yes, the green does represent the heart chakra. It also represents abundance and prosperity. But yeah.
So we really...
There's a lot of green. We like bought three green chairs that we really liked. And then we were like, let's just make green the theme.
Everything.
Now here we are. Everything's
green. There's green pillows, a green rug,
green couch cover, green chairs.
We also went for like a light tiger theme.
Which is so funny because, like, okay, I don't know if any of you follow Chinese astrology, but like our mother was born the year of the tiger, and in our living room there's a slight tiger theme. We've got like tigers on the walls, tigers on the pillows. Anyways, and we, Cammie and I, were born the year of the cock
rooster,
the year of the rooster. And if you go into my mother's kitchen, There's a rooster theme.
There's an evident rooster
theme. There's an evident rooster
theme. And last time we were like, oh my God, Mom loved the rooster theme. And she goes, what rooster theme?
And I'm like, there are literally roosters everywhere. So I just find it funny that like she was born the year of the tiger and we have a tiger theme, and we were born the year of the rooster and she has a rooster theme.
It's a subconscious thing, I swear. It's
precious. Anyways, one thing I did want to talk about, because we brought this up during one of our fire pit nights with some of our besties that we get together and do fire pit nights with, is a great question that we asked, and you might be shocked by our answers, but what is a 2024 sexual goal for you? Take some time to think about it. Maybe it's something you haven't tried yet. Maybe it's something that you haven't done in a long time. Maybe it's something that... you've read about in a book and it really interests you. But yeah, everyone's New Year resolutions are always about, like, you know, saving money and weight loss and, you know, getting back into therapy. But like, what about your sexual goals? Like what, you know, like I think back to 2023 and I accomplished getting DP'd.
What did I accomplish? Oh, trying women.
Yeah. See, so it's like I did something new. I got to try something new. I loved it. I had a great time. So I was thinking, I was like, what is my 2024 sexual goal? And I have mine. You might be a little shocked by it.
I don't remember what I said.
Is that, it was actually pretty much the same as mine.
Okay.
2024 is the year that I would like to... I used to hate this term and now I'm using it. 2024 is a year that I would like to make love again. I would like...
I'm just kidding.
Just kidding. Shut up. I would like to have emotionally connective sex with someone that is as in love with me as I am in love with them. And I would like to feel sex that feels emotionally connective. Because I cannot remember the last time that I had sex and I looked into someone's eyes and I knew that they felt the same way about me as I felt about them.
I would say mine's pretty much the same.
I'm not going to cry.
I'm not going to say make love. I'm going to say I want in love sex.
Yeah, I want in love sex. I miss that. Like, you know, I know we've talked about it in other episodes as well. Like, I think the body really does need a balance of both like fun and explorative sex as well as like emotionally connective sex. And I don't think the two have to be separate. I think you can have all of that with one person.
Or with many people.
Doesn't matter. With one person or with multiple people, but it can be done. But like, I think the body needs both. And yeah, it's been a really long time.
However you want to go about that journey.
It's been a really long time since I've enjoyed emotionally connective sex. So that is my goal for 2024. I recognize that that means finding a partner and falling in love with someone and they also fall in love with me and who knows if that will happen. But I'm going to remain hopeful because guess what? I am deserving of love and I am worthy and I am enough. And love will find me.
Amen. or praise be. Whichever one moves
whatever you. Whatever moves you, yeah.
Yeah. I would say about the same. You know, but I was thinking about it the other day. I'm like, I'm at the point where it's like, I've decided I don't have any goals for the new year. I don't have, you know, there's not a lot that I'm like trying to like chase per se.
I know.
I want
to see what happens.
I want to see what happens. And I want life to pleasantly and positively surprise me. Because if it's anything I've learned is like, you know, you got to relinquish control sometimes because like, you know, some of the things that happened in 2023, I did not have on my bingo card. But the fact that they happened and then, you know, the great things that came from them, I was like, fuck yeah, like I want more of that. So it's like, you know, I know the goals that I already have in place that like take me down like my path. And I'll continue to stick to those, but I'm not going to like try to force anything. If something feels good in my body, I'm going to keep chasing it. If it doesn't, I won't. And then whatever surprises come my way, I will, you know, adjust whatever.
Open to receiving them.
You know, be open to receiving them, yes. And then, you know, take it one day at a time. Because I mean, like, yeah, I feel like 2023 did surprise me a lot. And I loved some of those surprises.
It surprised me too. I mean, like when I think back to 2023, like there were a lot of really high highs and a lot of really low lows. Like I finished two major creative projects that took up so much of my time and that like made me or like put me in hermit mode over the summer. And like I am so proud of those two creative projects. And hopefully this is the year that I get to share them with you guys. Fingers crossed. But like... Yeah, I spent so much time.
I was about to say, we better get to share with them before the end of like Q1 or something.
No, you're right. I hope within the next 3 to 6 months, you guys will be well aware of what those two creative projects were. But like, I poured my heart into those and they, like I said, I spent so much time on them that like I did turn into a little bit of a hermit. And so there were some times where like there wasn't a lot of human interaction for me. I had my celibacy journey, which I would have never fucking guessed I would have done. You know, that was not on my 2023 bingo card. But from that, like my celibacy stint, you know, I know it was only 3 months, 3.5 months, whatever it was, but like it really opened my eyes to what I actually want. And it made me like, it gave me so much more clarity in what I'd like to call in and what I think, you know, or like what I want my future to look like in terms of like sex and a romantic relationship and all of that. So like it was well worth it, even though there were times in that journey that were really fucking tough. And there were a lot of other really like beautiful, pleasant surprises throughout the year that I'm very grateful for. And like, but like I said, really high highs, really low lows. And I'm, you know, I want to see what 2024 surprises me with. I want to see what happens. Because now this is really easy to say, because like I'm someone that like I like to go after what I want. I'm not saying I like to control everything or that like I want to pretend that I have control over everything. But for the most part, like, you know, if I want to make something happen, I'm going to make something happen. And I'm not saying that I'm going to stop that in 2024, but I definitely think kind of like what Cammie was saying, I want to be in flow with what's flowing. And if something isn't flowing, then I want to be able to walk away from it gracefully.
And that's on 2024. Moving on, because I feel like I don't want to bore them with our 2024 resolution.
Well, no, I mean, I hope like, you know.
No, but I think great things are coming. And yeah. I feel like, you know, if this is a message to everyone, just believe that great things are headed your way.
And I just think January is a really good time to really reflect on the past year and really think about, you know, like, yeah, goals. So think about your 2024 sexual goals. What do you want to try out? What do you want to do? Think of something fun and spicy. It could be a really fun thing for you and your partner to talk about. Maybe it's something that you two haven't done before. Like anal. Oh, but here's a goal if you want to try something new and exciting that's actually really easy to do. Cammie's got a story from Christmas Day.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay. So, okay. I don't want to go into too much detail because I want to get to the other questions that we have.
What other questions?
You said we had two listener questions and we have that anal hooks question.
Oh, yeah. Okay, continue.
Anyways, so I'm going to, I'll go over my little, I ended up having like a little Christmas, it was kind of like a Christmas fivesome, except for the fact
Christmas that. Christmas Day. This happened on December 25th, guys. Christmas Day fivesome.
It was great. First of all, two of the people there were Nikki's side of the playing field, so I couldn't really play with them. But I was mainly playing with this one girl. She is so hot. I had played with her and her boyfriend, husband, I don't know what they are, at a party like months and months and months ago. When was that? Like early 2023? I had like dabbled with them a little bit. Anyways, and they were in town because they live in Arizona. And so and the other two people that are in Nicole's playing field is a couple. So anyways, the five of us, so it was me, the girl, her husband, and this other couple.
Prior to that, we were all hanging out at their place.
Yeah, they invited us over Christmas.
And I decided I needed to go home to meditate, so I did. So I left, and that's when everything continued for Cammie. So
yeah, so we went into, so it was the five of us, we went into the hot tub, and I literally like sat on the jet, well, not on it, but like in front of it until I came. And I, might I add that if you're gonna sit in front of a hot tub jet until you come, like it took me kind of a while. And
it's like trying to use a bidet to climax. Like you definitely have to sit on it for a while if you want to. Yeah,
but
work.
Like afterwards, like the nerve endings on my clit were shot. Like just, I thought I was just constantly peeing myself, but I wasn't. I just couldn't fucking feel anything down there.
Well, have you ever used like a shower head to come?
I have, yeah.
Or like scooted your butt up to like the where the water spout and like.
No, I've used several weird, weird things to make. Well, me because come.
Like when I've used a shower head to come, I've noticed that like that's kind of what it feels like. Like my nerve endings are shot down there.
Yeah, and then it feels like you're peeing for like 20 hours,
or like, throbbing and like very very sensitive.
It's so sensitive. Yeah, it was so sensitive. Anyways, it was so funny because like after the hot tub, like soon after I came, I didn't really like announce it or anything. Like I told them like early on, I was like, I want to try to see if I can come from this jet. Anyways, and then I didn't announce when I came. But anyways, so we were just like talking, chatting a little bit in the hot tub, and then we all went inside. and then I was like, oh, they started playing, and I was like, oh, I'm good. I already came. And they're like, and like my clit was done. I did not want to do anything else. And they're like, what? Why didn't you tell us? I was just like, I'm sorry. I didn't, you know, like not announce it. Whoops. But anyways, the highlight. So the whole time, like we were trying to get one girl to DV the two dudes. Because it was three girls, two guys.
Which one? Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
So she's never done DV?
No. Okay.
So we were trying to get the two guys like in her pussy, but the way that we were like positioning everyone was kind of difficult, so it wasn't like really happening. So then like we stopped play for a little bit, and this is like the best part. So then me and this girl, again, she's so hot, I love her. Anyways, we're like sitting across from each other, and I remember I was like oh my god, so Nikki one time like put her toe in her female dom's pussy and like fucked her pussy with her toe, and the girl was like, oh my god, what does that feel like? And I was like, I don't know. And then so we sat across from each other and we stuck our toes in each other's pussies, this girl and I,
like a toe seesaw.
And the whole time we were just like, oh my god, that's what it feels like. We were like that. Like I put my toe in her pussy, and I was like, whoo! Like I was so surprised. I was like, is this what a dick feels like going in? And like before you say like, well, why don't you just use your fingers? I don't even like fingering myself. I was not gonna finger a chick.
And it's also just a completely different sensation.
It really is.
It really is.
But yeah. I was so surprised by how it felt.
It feels good.
And the whole time during, you know, this little fivesome, whatever the fuck we were doing, like everyone was just like randomly like, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Like it was just so fun. And I remember I was just like sitting there and I was like, I'm so happy. This is my this is my life. And mind you, this was after like a week of like being depressed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because the week before, like, we went to Dallas, and I love visiting my mom, obviously, but I don't like going to Dallas. It just doesn't feel good for me.
It's not very aligned for us, and I think our Saturn line runs through there, so yeah, it's not great.
It was like really heavy energy. So to come back and then have that little Christmas little fivesome thingamajig, like Christmas-y fivesome. And especially just like how turned on I was by that girl, like I was just so like thankful and like happy. And you know, Nikki has her own little Christmas orgy story, now I have mine.
Okay. And mine was a Christmas Eve orgy like 2-3 years ago. Y'all have heard about it before. I stuck the dildo on my forehead and bruised it.
What is it about the holidays, you know?
Like, I think people like, especially like in a place in LA where like people don't have family here, you know, you get just a lot of people that are together and they're friends. And so, and obviously like a lot of our friends are in the swinger non-monogamous community, and we're all horny and perverted. So I think, you know, when you get together, you're just like, well, why not?
Yeah. But I mean, honestly, like for a girl out there, if you haven't shoved your toe in someone's pussy, ask first, but you should definitely do it.
And if you are a vagina owner, have someone put their toe in your pussy. Clean it first.
I know.
Make sure your toenails are nice and...
Oh, her toenails were like painted and like good. I think my toenails were looking good that day. So I
might actually go get a pedicure this week.
I kind of want a massage. I was pleasantly surprised.
But yeah, toe fucking is really fun. And I honestly think it's so underrated.
We should make that the episode title. Toe fucking is really fun.
No, but it is. Toe fucking is really fun. I think you should try it. Maybe add that to your 2024 sexual goals. It's an easy one to do. Knock it out. You could do it like with your monogamous partner. You could do it with your best friend.
Yeah, we didn't even.
Okay, Nicole.
We didn't even stick our toes in there that long. Like, I just, like, put it in. We kind of, like, wiggled it around for a little bit. You know what's funny is, like, the entering part.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what
feels weird, right?
Yeah.
It feels.
It's like, is that what a dick feels like going in? It's like, you're kind of, like, trying to, like, part the.
Yeah.
It's weird.
And this is why, like, when, if you bring that up and someone's like, why don't you just finger them? Like, the way your hands and fingers feel is so different than the way your toes feel. And so like
I love getting my toes licked. I don't like getting my fingers licked.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like if someone shoves my finger in their mouth, fine, I like it. But I agree. I love having my toes sucked. But like when I had that experience and she sat on my toe, it's an extremity that I can't control as much as I can control my fingers, right? Mm-hmm. So it kind of felt like a penis. It felt like, because I don't have as much control and it's just different. The nerve endings are different. I was like, this is low-key what a dick feels like. Or I wondered if low-key that's what a dick felt like. But yeah, it's completely different than fingers. Because I fingered girls before too. And yeah, it's not the same sensation. So don't sleep on it, guys.
Try it.
Make 2024 the year of toe fucking. It's such a fun party trick too. Like,
am I wrong? Let me shove my fucking toe in your pussy.
Yeah, or sit on someone's toe. I like if you feel moved to do so. But
anyways, we actually did have someone. Actually, I think OF asked me.
Oh, guys, don't forget about our Sunroom, OF, and Patreon.
Yeah.
Those are out there. Subscribe.
Anyways, someone on... yeah, I need money, guys. Someone on OF asked the difference between, like, anal hooks and, like, just butt plugs. And okay. Anal beads.
Now, keep in mind, I only have experience once. Wait, hold on a second. Murphy!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm not totally sure what she just ran off with in her mouth.
Great.
Anyways. Okay. So, and it's funny. Whoever wrote this in, the question, they were like, this is how I found
it. And actually, yeah, he said, I found y'all's podcast when looking up anal hooks.
And we have an episode titled Anal Hooks. That's why.
We do?
Yeah.
Which one?
It's from like season 3, I swear.
He said, I love anal stuff, but I don't really understand them. Like, how's it different than plugs, you know? Do y'all have any info on them?
Absolutely. I mean, the thing about anal hooks is, like, you got to get creative with them. Because, yeah, sure, you can choose it kind of like a plug. And the one that I used, it was metal. It was shaped like a hook. At the end of the hook was, like, a round silver ball. And then on this end was, like, a hole. Like, a circle with a hole in it so that you could, like, attach something to it. So, and I know I've talked about this before, so sorry, but if you're new here, maybe you haven't heard the story because this episode is from like 3 seasons back, but he put the anal hook in my vagina or in my butt. I can't remember. He inserted the hook part in me and then he tied rope on the other end where the hole was. So he tied a rope through that. Then he put the rope through the top of, shit, what do you call it?
Like a little lever?
No. It's like a big, oh, the rig.
A rig.
He put the rope through the top of the rig, and then the rest of the rope that came down, he tied it into my hair.
I remember you explaining
that. So then
that.
I was like on all fours with the hook inside me, and then the rope going over the rig, and then the other side of the rope tied into my hair. So I had to look up like this while the hook was in me. And on top of that, I was in front of a mirror.
So,
and then he was behind me fucking me. Oh, so it must have been in my ass if he was fucking me.
That's intricate. Okay, so
it was intricate and it was really creative. And that's what I'm saying. If you're going to use an anal hook, like, do something creative with it. That's kind of the point. Otherwise, yes, it's just like having a plug inside of you. The sensation's very different. I guess you could say maybe it's a little bit like the bait, since it's hook shaped. You know, and so it doesn't have a base, but like it's gonna like sit differently, so like it doesn't get sucked in. If it did, God, that would be fucking awful. But I think the point of the hook is so that you can use it creatively in different ways. So whether for like suspensions and shibari or like, well, shit, what are some other ways that you could use it? Kind of the way that he used it with me. He, you know, he put the rope over something, and then, yeah, so you could have like, you could, you know, take the rope, tie it to like a doorknob or something, I don't know, and then the other side to the hook, and then put the hook inside you, and then, I don't know, that way they can't escape. I don't know. But the point is to get creative with the anal hook.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And you can put it in your pussy too.
Creativity.
Yeah. And then I guess the difference between plugs and anal beads, I mean, a plug is just like the one big anal bead, and then the beads have like go in more.
Are the beads like a way to kind of like train more of the muscle in?
You could, yeah, you could use it that way. It also depends on like the width of the beads.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Cause like the ones that I've used have all been pretty skinny. Y'all know about the time that I lost anal beads in my ass.
I mean, either way, listener or question person, just make sure that, because the anus is a highway.
It is a highway. So make sure whatever's putting in,
you've got a good hold on it, because you don't want it to.
Yeah, you need sucked in. You need a good base.
You need a good base so that thing stays out and you can always pull it out.
I guess one nice thing that you could do with the hook is like, say you put the hook part in your ass and then you let the long part of the hook kind of rest on the pussy. That would be a fun little way to use it.
Oh, especially if that part vibrated.
Yeah. But if it's metal, it's like cold. It's like a nice sensation.
Mm.
Something like that.
Agreed.
What was the other question?
You had them.
Oh, shit. Grandpa's calling.
Well, tell him we'll call him back.
Let me look through the other questions. Oh, I think someone had water sports question. Did you put those in the submission?
Just check the inbox.
I found it. Okay. Someone asked, one second, let me readjust here. Okay, so this person asked, basically sounds like him and his wife were on holiday away from the kids. They had a few days where they really got to connect and discuss their sex life. Congrats to y'all. Everyone needs that. Let this serve as a reminder that if you haven't taken some time to check in with your partner about your sex life, do so. And how we both enjoyed it and ask each other if there's anything we would like to try as they have kind of a set routine. He wanted to explore anal play. And when we first started dating, we had a few anal sessions. I fucked her in the ass and she played with my ass with a dildo. I want to both give and receive anal. I would love her to peg me fully. I hope that happens for you. That was his response. But to his surprise, her response was water sports. She has this fantasy of being peed on and to pee on him. They agreed to research safe and fun ways to explore each other's fantasies. And we have a trip away booked for Valentine's Day where we will practice what we have learned. I'm new to water sports and would like to get some beginner tips from you. How to start, keep it safe and clean, and most importantly, fun and pleasurable for both of us. Have fun. I love that they have a Valentine's Day trip set where they get to be away from the kids again. Good for them.
Clutch.
That's very necessary. Yeah. Now, okay, I don't have a whole lot of experience with water sports. Like, most of the time it's been in the shower. I have had some experience outside of the shower with it, but it was mainly like, I mean, I don't know if you call it water sports, but it was like there would be times where my female dom would like be gushing, squirting in the middle of our like sessions. And it was a lot. My God, I always wondered where it came from. Anyways, but the way that I like to do it is in the shower, or like, you know, maybe like before the water gets turned on, pee on each other.
I mean, one way to do it, especially like if you're trying to make it more like not shower based, is get a good water, or like get a good
waterproof blanket.
Waterproof blanket.
There's one brand called Fux Pads. I think it's like FUX Pads, something like that. I know that's a good one. Ashley Manta recommends that one. I mean, there are a ton out there.
Yeah, Julieta.
Oh, Julieta also has a brand that she works with that has waterproof blankets. But that's the key. If you're going to do water sports, get a waterproof blanket. Like,
I think Sports Sheets also has one.
I think you might be right. But like, it's not enough to use towels, in my opinion.
No.
Because it's just going to soak through. And like, it's still, you know, kind of wet everything underneath. So it's good to get like an actual waterproof blanket, so that no liquids get anywhere, and then, you know, you can, what's the word I'm looking for? Also, clean it off differently.
What is Marie doing?
I don't know. She's playing with whatever the fuck she took.
Okay, but yes, start with a waterproof blanket. Put that down. I mean, I think a simple way to, like, start with water sports, especially, like, if you want to, like, try peeing on each other, is, I mean, you can kind of like maybe just like pee on each other's stomachs. I know there are some people who like to be like peed in the mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the eyes even. I don't know.
I've never tried that personally.
I haven't either.
I like to keep it below my tits.
I was going to say, I love being sprayed on my tits. But yeah, like, yeah. I usually in the shower.
The times that I've had people pee on me as in the shower has been like on my legs, on my stomach, on my tits. That's it. I have not ventured past that.
So, yeah,
but that's kind of like I said, we have some experience with it, but not a whole lot. Check out some of the other like kinky or, you know, sex positive influencers. See if any of them have any content on it. Julieta, what's her
handle? Kiara.
Julieta Kiara is great. And she's also a sex coach. Ashley Manta has a lot of really great content. Does Pleasure Science have any water sports info? Maybe check out Pleasure Science. But yeah, I mean, there you can definitely find info out there.
Mm-hmm.
In my personal experiences has mostly been in the shower, and maybe start there. That way, like, easy cleanup, and you can just see if you like the sensation of it, see if you like the feel of it. To me, it feels different than water. Like, it feels like a little more dense, if that makes sense. But it also depends on...
It's been a long time since I've had...
It also depends on the quality of the urine. You know what I mean?
Don't do it after you've had a cup of coffee, because then your pee's going to smell like coffee.
Or if you've eaten a lot of asparagus, don't have your partner pee on you after you've eaten a lot of asparagus. It's not going to smell great.
Yeah, just remember your diet before you go pee on someone. Yeah,
keep in mind the diet, but like...
Because it could affect the smell. Unless you don't give a shit about that, then do whatever the fuck you want.
Some people like the smell. I sometimes like the smell... If it's like a nice, like, clean urine smell.
I've never paid attention to the smell.
Really?
Yeah.
It depends. Like, I've had a partner whose urine, I like the smell of it. And it wasn't, it just had kind of like a very natural scent. Almost the way that women have like a natural scent down there.
Mm.
So like, it didn't really smell
like... I mean, we love a good like natural musk when it smells. Yeah. What, and everybody, you know what's...
But I don't like asparagus pee.
What's
asparagus
so interesting
pee smells disgusting.
Is that what, like, someone's smell could smell awful to you, but really good to someone else. Isn't that interesting?
It is. And that's actually how you know whether or not you're compatible.
Interesting.
If you like their smell, chances are you're very compatible biologically.
Interesting. Okay, next question.
Actually, I think
also one of you, I will say, I saw this email and I just haven't replied, but if you're a Capricorn from Houston, I saw you shoot your shot in our inbox, and I just want to say thank you. We are flattered. Thank you for reaching out.
We love your support.
Yeah, we love your support. And you know, anyone who slides into like the DMs and stuff, like, respectfully, please, you know, if respectfully is the key word there.
And he did do it respectfully.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. However, I'm sorry, I don't do LDRs. Houston's way too fucking far. Nikki definitely doesn't do LDRs.
And on top of that, I've always low-key had a boundary around not
Yeah, we've always had that boundary.
Yeah, not dating anyone from the pod or like a fan or anything like that. Yeah. I don't know why.
So
But
anyways, Capricorn from Houston, thank you for shooting your shot, but yes. I'm sorry.
Nah. The other one was just someone that had questions about us.
what?
But I think this one's really fun, or at least I don't know how to. I thought this was a really sweet question. If I were to bring you flowers to your house, what would I bring?
Not lilies, because we have cats.
Not lilies, yes. As much as I love roses, I like...
See, I love like white roses.
Okay, interesting. I actually really love like a bouquet of like wildflowers.
Okay, love that too.
Yeah, wildflowers, random flowers, like just
but, like especially when it's super colorful, like yeah. Blues, purples, exactly, pinks.
Like a super colorful bouquet of like random flowers. I absolutely love that. But I'm not a big roses gal. I'm not.
I like roses. I
remember when my ex-husband proposed to me, he had a bouquet of random flowers. There were some roses in it, but it was like an array, and it was really colorful and beautiful. And I think I dried all of them out and kept them in a little tub that's sitting in the box with all of our old pictures.
Oh
yeah. And then another question, which I don't know how to answer, is what is your favorite naughty food,
like food to use in bed?
That's what I'm gonna take it as. Or maybe like food that gets me horny. No food really gets me horny. But if I were to bring anything into the bedroom, I would assume it would be chocolate cake or whipped cream.
Definitely chocolate cake. I could love chocolate cake.
Yeah.
I like your fantasy of having someone fuck you while you eat chocolate cake.
I
want to copy that.
I need to make that happen.
Maybe that'll be one of my 2024.
Oh, I like that. That's an easy goal too. Yeah, I'm going to add that to my list of 2024 sexual goals. Have someone fuck me while I'm eating a piece of chocolate cake. Bonus points if it's someone that is as in love with me as I'm in love with them.
Then you're knocking out two birds with one stone.
Two birds with one stone.
But yeah, I mean, this is kind of like all we had to talk about for... our first episode back.
We did have a great New Year's Eve weekend.
It was a three-day bender.
It was...
Okay,
it was so fun.
You bent. I, like, mildly bent.
I bent.
Yeah, you bent. You did the whole bend. I would, like, peace out at, like, 2, 3 a.m. Nikki would be, like, at the afters till, like, 5 or longer.
I've never been an afters gal.
I love afters.
I love afters too. It's just been a long time since we've been afters
girls. Since we've found like good afters.
Yeah.
These have been good afters.
It was a really fun weekend.
It was.
It was definitely one that I will remember for a really long time.
Now, I've been trying to find a ball cap. I saw someone had it online and I can't find it, but it's a ball cap and it says afters ? Like, can someone find that for me? Because
if you find it, please send the link.
Yeah, but I mean, besides that, we're really excited about season 6.
I don't know what to tell you guys what this season will bring, but it will be as always funny and exciting and sexual.
Yes, and I will say we are actually going to build that children's course.
Yes, Cammy wants to build it. I know
that I'm going to do it.
There was someone that reached out to us about wanting to work with it. So we need to reach back out. But I think it would just be so fun to set up. I think this is definitely going to be more of your thing.
That's fine.
Than it is mine, but I will definitely support.
And I don't know if I'll ever be a mother. I probably will be
later. But you're good with children.
Later in life. But I am really good with children. And I've always, like...
Cammy's a lot better with children than I am. Like, with our niece and nephew, like, they know. When I go to change their diaper, I think they know how scared I am. But, like, so one time I, like, go to, like, change one of their diapers. And they were like, can Morty come? They were asking if Cammy could do it instead of me, because I think they just like sense the fear. They're like, yeah, this bitch doesn't know what she's doing.
Yeah.
But I did it successfully.
Our niece and nephew call us TT and TT more. And usually TT more is whoever's not immediately in front of them. Yeah.
They know our names.
They know our names.
But it's TT and more TT or TT more. But anyways, I think you'd be great at it, though. And, like, I actually do think you do work really well with children. So
thank you.
I think you have everything you need to make this course happen, make it happen, and let's help America's youth
learn about sex correctly. Yes. So more on that.
More on that to come. I've got two other projects that I'm going to start working on. Well, one. Actually, yeah, one. One for now. The other one will come later, but one that I'm going to start working on. That one I probably won't be able to announce for a little while. Sorry, guys. But
besides that, I really do hope you all had a wonderful and safe New Year's. Happy holidays, whatever you observe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what the year brings.
2024 is in numerology an 8-year. I don't know if any of you follow numerology. So last year was a 7-year. So if you do 2 + 2 + 3, you know, 2023 equals 7. So last year was a 7-year. 7-year is a lot about like introspection, a lot about like kind of like getting deep with yourself so that you can like start to rebuild and like figure out what direction to go. And it can be a lot about like spiritual awakening. It is a number of spiritual awakening, or just kind of like a, you know, an individual awakening. So, you know, of yourself, maybe not necessarily spiritual or religious in any way. But for me, that was very much the case. You know, like I was saying, I went in 2023, I feel like I finally really got clear on how I want to like move forward in my relationships and my sex life and all of that. And so now 2024 is an 8-year, 2 + 2 + 4, 8. 8 years are all about like, you know, abundance, like pretty much like reaping what you sow, seeing the fruits of your labor. It's also the number of karma. So think of it as like, you know, what you've been building up to this point. Maybe for a lot of you, you'll really start seeing those projects, those efforts, whatever it may be, really start to like come to fruition this year, because it is an 8-year.
I'm excited. I like 8.
Mm-hmm. I like 8 too. It's also the number of infinity, mm-hmm. you know, if you turn it to the side. So, but yeah, we will see what 2024 brings. Also, there's an election this year and I'm just like,
I forgot about that.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
Yes.
Welcome to season 6. We're excited to have you here. And go fuck some toes.
Yep. As always, wear condoms.
You don't have to put a condom on the toe, but make sure you do wash it well.
We did not wash our toes.
No? You didn't wash your toes before?
We were hot tubbing, walked back.
Well, I mean, the hot tub is hot.
Yeah.
Does that count?
We probably still should have washed our toes. But it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
We love you guys.
Love you guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.
I don't know what I was doing with my hand. I was like trying to do this. Okay.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.